am from Birmingham. I let my light shine.
Inspirational singing welcomed marchers as they gathered inside the corridor at Lexington's Heritage Hall. Just a few feet away from the song leader's microphone, Tiffany Cooper swayed back and forth.
I'm excited that we all are coming together as one body and as different cultures and to experience in this historic event. And just to see everybody walking hand in hand together, that's awesome. It just shows what God can do and what Dr. Martin Luther King paved the way for.
Participating in his 34th march was Jack Birch, who's retiring as director of the Community Action Council.
It allows us as a community to stop and focus again on a lot of goals we still haven't achieved. It's real easy just to kind of go through life and kind of ignore some of the things going on around you.
Many organizations marched together on the third Monday of January. Among them was a sizable contingent of uniformed police. Officer Melissa Sedlacek says the MLK March is truly representative of the Lexington community.
I mean, the police department is the community, and we have people in our agency from all different walks of life, and we represent the community, and we need to be a part of it.
After the procession, Jacob Garrison from Eastern Kentucky University was headed downtown to help homeless residents seeking shelter at the Catholic Action Center. Garrison believes more people use the MLK holiday to provide such service to the community.
I think there are just more options out there, and people are more aware of it now, maybe, than they used to be. So I think you're definitely more... you have better access to different opportunities.
Before the march, community leaders also gathered for a unity breakfast. The observance continued at the Kentucky Theater with an afternoon showing of a documentary on civil rights activist and singer Harry Belafonte. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.